It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Coming to you from the heart of Silicon Valley,
this is CUDA Confidential,
the official podcast of the San Jose Barracuda, AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks. Now, here's your host, Nick Nolenberger.
Our next guest on CUDA Confidential was a third-round pick of the Tampa Bay Lightning in 2020 and was selected to the 2024 AHL All-Star Classic in San Jose as a member of the Syracuse Crunch. He was dealt to the San Jose Sharks right before the NHL's trade deadline in 2024 for Sharks forward Anthony Duclair. We are pleased to welcome one of the newest members of the Sharks organization to the CUDA Confidential podcast, defenseman Jack Thompson. Welcome back to CUDA Confidential. We are pleased to be joined by Barracuda defenseman Jack Thompson. Jack, first and foremost, thank you for the time. I've got to ask, how are you assimilating to your new environment in San Jose?
Yeah, thanks for having me, first of all. And it's been good. It's been a good transition for me so far. Everyone's been great around the organization, the teammates. Obviously, being around Cardsy growing up kind of made it a little smoother for me, and the city's been great, and I've really enjoyed my time so far.
I know that John McCarthy asked Ethan Cardwell about your relationship when the trade first went down, and he said he's literally my best friend. So tell us a little bit about that relationship. I know you said that you guys were neighbors starting, I believe, around the age of six. Just walk us through that relationship, your friendship, and how long you guys have known each other.
Yeah, we met each other probably when we were 5-6 years old. We were neighbors growing up, so we started playing hockey together when we were 7, and then played from 7 to 16, and then went our separate ways in the OHL, and then found our way back together in Sweden during COVID, played together, and then back here. So it's been a crazy journey. We're definitely each other's best friends, and we spent a lot of time together growing up. Our families are close and stuff, so it's pretty cool.
Could you believe when you were traded, out of all teams that you could have landed, it ends up being San Jose, where Cardsy was already at? Was that as big of a shock as anything?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was definitely, crazy to find that I was traded in the first place, and then to find out I was going here and that Cards was here was crazy. I think he was one of my first phone calls after, just to let him know, and he was all excited, so it was pretty cool.
Well, for many years, the Sharks did the same thing. They were competing for Stanley Cups. They would trade away young players. They often traded draft picks, didn't have a ton of draft picks for a long period of time because they always were making that move right before the deadline to push for a Stanley Cup. And for the Lightning, still in that window of trying to win Stanley Cups, I'm sure it came as a shock that you were traded, a young touted player that they were excited about. There's no question about it. So did it catch you off guard that you were dealt? And what kind of goes through a player's mind when they realize that they're changing destinations and the organization that drafted them is no longer the organization that they're under contract with?
Yeah, it was definitely a shock. I mean, it's not something that I thought was going to happen or even really crossed my mind during that time. So definitely caught me off guard a little bit, but once you find out, you start to look at the future and look at maybe what's best for you and opportunity that has at the other place that you're going. So, for me, it's just take everything and enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. I mean, we're playing professional hockey for a living. So, no matter where I am, just put my best foot forward and try my best.
I know amongst the staff, we talk about the looming trade deadline and potential trades, guys coming and going. And every year you see trades occur and guys depart, which is always bittersweet as either a teammate or even as a coworker or somebody on the staff. Do you guys, as players leading into the deadline, is that ever something that comes up in the locker room? Is maybe we make trades, maybe somebody's going, maybe somebody's coming, or is that something that doesn't really get talked about in the room?
Yeah, I think it's like a well-known thing. Like, it could happen. I think that's something that, everyone in the hockey world knows could happen. Anyone could be traded. And But it's not talked about too much, I don't think. I think, you know, you try to just go to the rink and enjoy the team you're on at that point and with your teammates, and you don't want to see anyone go. I mean, you're always close with your teammates, so it's tough to see people go or yourself go, but you know, it's part of the game.
Well, you made your NHL debut earlier this year with the Tampa Bay Lightning in Boston, against the Bruins, an original six opponent, a historical building. What was that first NHL game like? What was going through your mind leading into the game, and what was it like post game when you were able to kind of take it in and absorb what just occurred?
Yeah, it was a surreal moment. I mean, just to find out that I was called up in the first place and then got on a car service to Boston from Syracuse, met the team. You know, at this point, I don't know if much was going through my head. I just wanted to play, and you know, I was so excited to be there. And I think, you know, everyone tells you before the game, you know, just try to enjoy it as best you can. And definitely at the start, I was very nervous, and you know, I was just kind of caught up in the moment. But you know, I tried my best to just look around and, you know, have a smile on my face and just enjoy the game and enjoy, you know, that's what you work for your whole life is to play in the NHL. So it was a dream come true, and just try and soak everything in. And then obviously I was lucky to have my family in town, and actually Cardsy's family came to the game as well. So saw them after, and you know, it was a very cool moment.
How far is Boston from your hometown?
I believe it was like an 8-hour drive for
So they
them.
made the drive?
Yeah, because it was kind of last minute that I got called up, so there wasn't many good flights available, so they just drove.
That's certainly something I'm sure you'll remember forever, and hopefully the first of many, many games in the National Hockey League. You started your career in the AHL. You had to go through a full season before really getting an opportunity to play in the NHL. So I want to ask, how much have you developed personally and as a player since the first time you started in the American Hockey League, which was a year ago? How did your game evolve until you got that call up?
Yeah, a ton. I mean, my first year was definitely a lot of learning went on in Syracuse there. I had some great older mentors on the team that I, you know, tried to be a sponge to and soak all the information up from them and watch them play and learn a lot about that. Definitely my defensive game has improved a lot from when I started professional to now. And I think, you know, continuing to grow on that side of the At that side of my game, will benefit me in the future.
I want to ask about that because when you get young defensemen like yourself that are skilled, they've got offensive attributes to their game, you always hear about them trying to evolve their defensive game. So what are some little things that you've been able to incorporate in your game defensively that have helped you kind of take another step in your evolution? What are the little details that have made a big difference?
I think for me, a lot of it's stick positioning. I think, you know, not being the biggest, most overly physical player, I think my stick position can influence the play for the forwards on the other team quite often. So I think that's one thing that, you know, I've worked on a lot and tried to keep working on is my stick positioning and, you know, trying to steer plays with my stick. I think that can definitely help me. And I think if you're doing that the right way, then it creates more offense. So I think it's definitely something I'm still working on, but it's one of the big things that helps me.
Obviously, there's some outstanding defensemen still in the Lightning organization. Hedman, Sergachev, even McDonough, who was there for a while as well. Was there anybody that you'd look up to in the NHL as a guy that you thought has a really good stick, really good positioning, and you could kind of emulate that and try to pick a couple of things from their game?
Yeah, definitely, you know, being at Tampa's camp a bunch of times and getting the opportunity to practice with a lot of those guys. I think I really like the way Sergachev plays, and you know, he's got a really good stick, and he's really good with his body positioning. So I think getting to watch him throughout the last few years just at camps and stuff was really good for me.
What is it like for a young player when you get drafted into an organization and you're now a member of the Lightning, but you're still a little bit far away and removed from the actual team itself? But you go into training camp, you start with development camp, but training camp is really where you get on the ice with a lot of these guys who are stars in the NHL. What is that experience like? And how do you not allow for maybe the moment to be too big and also try to realize at the same time that you're in that mix, you're part of this group and you deserve to be there?
Yeah, I think it's tough, right? The first couple, you're kind of starstruck. I think once you kind of get used to it, and I think you get out there and practice with them, and you learn that you can compete at that level and you can play with them. I think it makes your confidence go up quite a bit for sure. I remember my first camp in Tampa, skating with those guys, and then went back to the OHL after finish up my career there. I remember how much confidence I had going into that season, just because I realized like that I could play, alongside those guys, and I did play alongside those guys for preseason games or whatever. So I think it's pretty cool when you're really young to be a part of that and to see that.
Being a kid that grew up in Ontario, who was the team that you rooted for as a kid?
I grew up rooting for the Maple Leafs. I think that was definitely my go-to team. I watched them almost every game growing up. So,
Who'd you emulate as a kid? Who was someone that you kind of idolized?
growing up, I really liked Drew Doughty a lot. I like the way he plays. I always watched him, kind of when I was a kid, and wanted to be like him. So I think that's definitely one of the guys. And as I got a little bit older, you kind of model your game after someone that's a little closer to you. So I watched Tyson Barrie a lot when he was in Toronto. I like the way he plays. Guys like that.
So you play in the Ontario Hockey League, and we'll dive into that experience in your time in the OHL. And a kid from Ontario, kind of a given if you have the ability to do so, you play in that league. But it's become much more commonplace for Canadian kids to go to the US nowadays and play college hockey. Did you ever think about taking that path, or was the OHL kind of the league that you always wanted to be a part of?
For me, it was always OHL. I grew up in a little small town there that was right beside Oshawa, the Oshawa Generals. I grew up watching them, and when I was a kid, I thought that was the NHL. I thought that was the coolest thing ever to watch the Generals play. So I always wanted to be like them and play there. So when I had the opportunity to go to the OHL, it was a no-brainer for me, and I really enjoyed my time.
Well, you grew up with Ethan Cardwell. You mentioned you guys were neighbors from a very early age, and I'm sure you consider him a little bit of a sibling to a degree, a brother in a sense. But do you have any other siblings, or are you only child?
I have two sisters.
Two sisters, and did they play hockey?
No hockey.
No hockey. So you're the lone hockey player in the family.
Yep.
What do your parents do for a living?
My mom works at actually where the Oshawa Generals play. A company called Global Spectra, who kind of takes care of the events around the arenas in Ontario. So she works there. And then my dad works and he sells like fertilizer and stuff to golf courses for a company called Plant Products.
Okay, so did you play a little bit of golf too growing up?
Oh, golf is definitely my main sport. I learned hockey. I love golf. Played it my whole life and really enjoyed golf.
I know Ethan Cardwell is a big fan of golf as well. I know his brother is a very good golfer. I'm assuming you guys played a ton of golf growing up together.
Yeah, we were both members of the same golf course growing up, and we still are. So we've definitely had our fair share of golf rounds together as well.
Aside from it just working out scheduling wise with hockey, you play fall through the winter and into spring. And when you grow up in Canada, it's often too cold probably to get out and play too much golf that time of year. So aside from just it working out from a seasonal standpoint, what do you think in your mind is the reason why so many hockey players gravitate towards golf as well?
It's a good question. I think for us hockey players, the summers are time to relax a little bit. So I think being outdoors, being on the grass, and just hanging out. There's no physical contact out there. You're just playing a sport. It's like a social game. So I think that's definitely part of it. And then we all have our own egos towards the golf course where we want to be the best out there and we want to win. So I think there's a lot of things that go into it, but I think a lot of it's to do with, the relaxation of it.
I'm sure you targeted a couple of golf courses in Florida when you were drafted by the Lightning because they're endless out there, but there's quite a few in the state of California as well. Any golf courses on the bucket list now that you're a member of the Sharks organization that you want to hit up now that you live in the Bay Area?
Yeah, there's definitely a few. I mean, I'd like to go play Spyglass for sure, Pebble Beach. I think those are probably two of the main ones that I'd like to hit while I'm here.
Who, in terms of golfers, do you idolize, or maybe not idolize, but try to follow and mimic some things about their game? Anybody golf-wise that you watch a lot?
I love Max Homa. I think he's probably my favorite golfer right now. I like the way, he carries himself out there, and I think he's got a really good swing and good player. So I like him, and then obviously, like to follow Tiger just because of his legacy.
Aside from golf and hockey, were there any other sports you grew up playing?
Not really. I kind of played a little bit of lacrosse, growing up, but not too much. Kind of mostly just hockey and golf.
As a kid who grew up in Ontario, you mentioned that you were a Leafs fan growing up. You liked Drew Doughty. Your mom even works now, essentially at a hockey rink. So I want to go all the way back, as a young kid, where it all began. As a Canadian kid, it's almost sacrilegious to not play hockey. So no surprise that you're a hockey player. But how did it all start for you? When did this journey begin for you as a hockey player?
I think I was probably put on skates when I was 3 years old, maybe around there. As a Canadian kid, everyone grew up skating on the backyard rink or pond. So that was me to a T, skating back there in my backyard rink, backyard ponds, just skating with my buddies. I think that's where I learned the most things for my hockey career is back there. And I think that's where it all started.
We're talking to Barracuda defenseman Jack Thompson. How'd you become a defenseman? Cardi, obviously a forward. How'd you end up being on the blue line?
Funny story, actually. So Cards was a defenseman when we were seven, and I was a forward, and then we switched for each other, and then we became defenseman and forward, and then just stuck with that.
Was there reasoning behind switching?
I don't think so. I don't really remember, to be honest.
I love that you guys is your paths are so intertwined. It's classic that you end up switching and now you guys are playing together at the professional level. Just going back again to where it all began for you, there's a moment I think of players' careers where they're making teams that are the top teams in their area and they're one of the better players. But there is that moment I think where you realize maybe you're ahead of the rest of your peers. So when did it become a realization for you that you were pretty good at this hockey thing and maybe even a future beyond your youth team could possibly be something that transpired. When did it come to be that you realized you were pretty good at hockey and this could be something that you could continue to pursue?
Yeah, I'm not really sure of the exact moment when that happened, but I was typically, I would say maybe once I saw like older kids at my school that got drafted to the OHL from the same hometown. I think that's when I realized that maybe I could get drafted to the OHL. And then, when you get drafted to the OHL and you keep playing, then you realize you see other people get drafted to the NHL. And then I think it's kind of like it comes in waves with what you can expect, but for me, I always wanted to play in the NHL. So I'm not really sure when it actually hit that I had that opportunity.
Well, big step to your dream of playing in the NHL came in 2020 when you were drafted by the Lightning. That was actually the COVID draft, so it was not in person. What do you remember about getting drafted, and where were you? Where do you find out that you got drafted by the Lightning?
I was just at my house. That was pretty strict COVID rules at that time in the world back in Ontario. So just in my house with my family, had it on the TV and just sat down and watched it. It was kind of a crazy experience. Obviously, you dream about being at the draft and having that go on, but it was nice to have your family there and just sit back on the couch and relax, or try to relax and watch.
Yeah, I'm sure that's hard to do. You're drafted 93rd overall in the third round. Did you have an inkling that was going to be kind of the range that you would go? And was Tampa a team that was on your radar?
Definitely. Tampa was definitely one of the teams I talked to the most going into that draft. So I kind of figured they might be one of the teams that would take me. And I did think it was kind of in that area, I guess, like give or take, in that range. So definitely when that time kind of came where it was close to me, or maybe I was projected to go, kind of got a little more nervous, but it was awesome.
Did you just see it on the television ticker, or did somebody give you a call? Was it your agent or even the Lightning?
I believe I got drafted on commercial break, and then it came out of commercial, and I saw it.
I hate when that happens. I don't think that's fair when a player ends up getting drafted during a commercial break. I'm sure they had a chance to talk about you, but it's like maybe you could just hold off in the commercial break and then come back and announce the draft pick.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was still a very special day, despite the circumstances, despite not being in person. And what kind of made that situation, in my mind, pretty cool amongst the players that were drafted in 2020 is you got to enjoy with the people that helped you get there, your family, those that have supported you along the way and loved you along the way. So I'm sure that was special that although it wasn't at an arena or in a big venue, you got to take it in with those that mean the most to you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the people that helped you get there, you know, were all with you. So I think it was pretty cool. And under those circumstances, you know, it was the best it could have gone. I think it was definitely a moment I'll never forget. And, I'm just grateful.
So you played most of your career in the OHL with Sudbury. You were actually the captain in your final season of junior before you got traded to the Sioux Greyhounds. I want to ask about the trade. So it wasn't the first time technically you had been traded. I'm sure you had a little bit more say or a little bit more awareness that you were going to be traded from the Wolves to the Greyhounds. But take us back to the first time you were dealt during junior, your final season of junior hockey, going from the Wolves to the Greyhounds and helping the Greyhounds get to the playoffs, and you end up playing some playoff games.
Yeah, it was good. Definitely was different than this time around for trade wise. I kind of knew what was going on at that point and knew that I was going to be traded. So definitely different than this time, but it was good. It was good. I really enjoyed my time in Sudbury. I mean, they had a great organization there. You know, great people in charge. Had some really good teammates there, really good players that I played with for my 3.5 years there. And then getting traded to the Sioux, it was pretty cool. You know, the Sioux and Sudbury are very historic organizations in the OHL. So to say I've been able to play for both those is pretty unreal.
I got to ask, 2021 during the COVID basically lockout for the OHL, excuse me, didn't have a season, and a lot of guys were really left without a league to play in. But you go over to Sweden along with Ethan Cardwell, you guys share the same agent, you grew up together, so you're able to go overseas, play together with one another. What was that experience like?
It was amazing. I mean, under the circumstances of that, it was an unbelievable season. I think, you know, we were worried we weren't going to be able to play all year with the OHL not happening. We didn't know what was going to go on with that. So we decided that, I think it was early January, maybe right after New Year's, we went over to Sweden and got to play hockey over there. It was amazing. It was a cool experience. It was my first time living on my own, you know, without a built family or my parents. So it was a learning curve, but we enjoyed it. You know, a lot of great memories from over there. Really good friendships we made on that team as well. So it was pretty cool to be able to get over there.
Well, Swedes are the best. Hard to meet a bad Swede. So I'm sure you enjoyed being around some of the local guys, the native players. What was your favorite thing about Sweden away from the ice?
The food was really good over there. I mean, we had the opportunity to go have a bunch of different restaurants and go to the grocery stores there, and the food was always amazing wherever we went. So that's definitely up there.
What did you miss most about not being home?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think the sunlight in Sweden isn't great in the winter. I think that's one thing we noticed. It might have been only a few hours of sunlight a day during the winter. That might be one thing that we missed a little bit.
Do you find that in a place like that that doesn't have as much sunlight in the winter, do they have more like, I would say, night activities for folks to get out and at least continue to be social to a degree, despite there not being a ton of sunlight?
Yeah, they had some good stuff. We were in a bit of a smaller city, but there was a bigger city probably 20, 30 minutes away that we would go to. And, you know, they always had stuff to do and some cool things for us to check out. So it was pretty fun.
We talked about this a little bit when you were traded, just going back to joining the Sharks organization. You know, the Sharks are going through a transitional period. There's no question about it. And Mike Greer, the general manager, has made a pretty concerted effort over the last year and a half since he basically took over to add some depth on the blue line. He brought in Shakir Mukhamudulin in a trade last year, brought in yourself. There aren't a ton of right shot defensemen in the organization, and obviously those are very coveted for whatever reason. It's just an odd kind of thing in my mind, at least, because you think in baseball, Lefties are hard to come by in hockey. It's right-handed shots. But as you look at this opportunity with the Sharks organization, it's much different than what it was in Tampa. But it maybe is a quicker path, less resistance to the NHL. Is that how you kind of viewed it once you found out the Sharks were your destination, that, you know, your goal is to get to the NHL, and maybe this is a quicker path to that goal?
Yeah, I mean, definitely you kind of look at those things when you get traded. But for me, I don't like to think about that too much. I think for me, it's still I work on my game. You know, I want to continue to improve myself, and, you know, make them want to put me in the NHL no matter where I am. So for me, it's just continuing to improve my game and, you know, just enjoy pro hockey and enjoy my teammates. You know, I think for me, it's try to think not too much about that, but think about, you know, just improving myself and, you know, I'll get there.
What have you made of the AHL franchise being in the same city? I know it's only been a short period of time for you in San Jose, but is that a cool thing for a player knowing that the NHL is maybe only a hallway away?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot different than, you know, being Syracuse and Tampa. I think that's like, it was like a three and a half hour flight, place to place. So to have this, you know, right beside each other, I think is pretty cool. I mean, it definitely makes people who get called up and sent down a little easier on the travel and stuff like that. But, you know, you're around these guys, you're around the organization, you know, everyone in the organization is here. So you're definitely around everyone more. And, you know, it's pretty cool.
Would you think it maybe motivates a player more knowing that a guy like Mike Greer is just basically a wall away? I saw Mike at practice today. You probably don't see that too often in Syracuse. I'm sure the GM gets up there sometimes, but maybe not as often. Does that add maybe a little pressure, not in a negative way, but for a guy to always perform and be on their game, even in practices?
Yeah, it's definitely good. I mean, you definitely get more exposure when they're able to watch practice and watch, you know, probably most of the home games when they're not playing. So I think it's definitely motivating to always be on your toes and, you know someone's watching pretty much every game. So I think that's definitely a good part of it is the ability for them to come watch and see you live.
We're recording this podcast with about a little under a month to go in the regular season. I think 13 games left in the regular season. What are your goals individually down the final stretch of the year as you try to finish strong?
I think just continue to learn from, you know, the great coaches we have here in San Jose. You know, I've worked a lot with Louis, the defensive coach, through video and stuff like that. You know, getting used to this organization, the systems, and all the people here. You know, still getting to know everyone and kind of get comfortable in this organization is definitely important to me. And you know, settle in off the ice and get to know the city a little bit, and then on the ice, you know, just continue to work hard and learn everything that I can and, you know, work as hard as I can and just, you know, enjoy it.
Okay, I got one more for you and then I'll let you go. You mentioned video. I'm always curious with a player. What do you find to be the most beneficial element to help your development? Is it on ice work? Is it those skills days? Is it a regular practice? Does video in your mind really help you kind of digest the game? What little element of development do you find to be the most beneficial for you personally?
It's a tough question. There's definitely a lot of layers to that. I think one of the biggest things for development is playing. I think getting game reps is, you know, something that you can't emulate off the ice or even practice. I think game reps are really good for me, but I'm also a big believer in video. And, you know, I love to watch my clips with our D coach and see what's going on out there and for him to talk about it and me to talk about it and, you know, kind of have that communication about it. And then I think watching it, definitely I'm a visual learner. So watching it and then, you know, knowing next time you're on the ice and you get put in that situation, you're prepared for it and you can try and, you know, work through it.
You ever had a moment in the game where you said to yourself, oh no, that's going to end up on video?
Oh, definitely.
I love it, man. Well, it's been great to get to meet you. It's been fun watching you play, too. I know this organization is hungry to get back to where it was and back into playoff contention. And it's going to start with players like yourself, young, talented players. So we're excited to have you. We wish you the best of luck down the final stretch. And thank you again for the time.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It was a blast.
A huge thank you to Barracuda defenseman Jack Thompson for joining us on Cuda Confidential. For more original Barracuda audio content, head to sjbarracuda.com/confidential, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. For the entire Barracuda organization, I'm Nick Nolenberger, saying thanks for listening, and so long until next time.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.